So we spent a lot of time, Baruch Hashem, speaking about Gaiva and Shiflos, and it all goes back to the Medrash that he started with. What did Korach see to make a machlokas on Moshe? He saw Paraduma. He set up the woes of Gaiva and the beauty of Shiflos. And but on the other hand as well, that there's a holy Gaiva, and that's a certain element of Mitoch Shelo Lishma Balishma. But before a mitzvah is done, a person has to have a Gaiva Salev to Kedusha. Because the Satan tries to deter him and to say, who are you? And a person has to have holy gaiva to say, no, this one Hashem wants of me. And then, b'shas ha-mitzvah and achar mitzvah, things change and then the shiflus kicks in. But now we have to go back and explain our medrash. So he says in Oyslam Adbeis, v'nachzer le'inyanin ha-binyan ha-medrash. He'yoyiz shekvar noyidim ha-sha'amar ha-val shemtiv. She'shalu al-inyan paraduma, heichin hi-remuz alava mizal alava edes ha-shamiz baruch tamid. So the Baal Shem Tov was asked, Obam was just mentioned this when he spoke the other night. He said the Baal Shem Tov was once asked, so if mitzvahs are eternal, if there's nitzchias, so then how do we do paraduma today? But like I mentioned already in Oyschav Zalit, that all the mitzvahs are nitzchias in Seichel, after Bapoil him is Man HaMaisel. So if the Torah talks about it, we still read about it today, that means that it still could be in its kaim today, maybe not on the level of Maisa, but the Seichel him tam nitzchias. But on the level of Seichel, there's a lika, there's a lekach, there's a lima that we can take from it. Because Torah is godly, and Elokus is Nitzchi. On the level of Chachma, the level of Seichel, all the mitzvahs are eternal. To learn the remez, what it is that Hashem Yisbarach is telling us. We can't stray from the path. Like he explained, it's matar tameim and matamis tzahir. Like we explained before, if you open up any chassidish sefer, they're not only talking about in the svarim the mitzvahs of general geila maisa. They talk about every single pasuk, every single mitzvah, and they're showing you how even mitzvahs which were not as kaim today, this is what it means. Because the whole Torah is nitzri, and really the ganz Torah is about dveikus, ava, and yira, shiflus, and oven, all the mitzvahs of that's what it's all about. So what did the Baal Shem Tov say about this inyan of paraduma? What's the nitzchias of paraduma? The whole discussion is about gaiva. That if a person is not on the right path, he has to say to himself, enough with this. I need to make something of myself. I can't allow myself to be this way. He starts with him. And then it continues that way. Can't assume a person's going to be the Shema right away. And even a person who thinks he's the Shema, that's all in itself a Shalom Shema. You always have to think that you're a Shalom Shema. That's why it says, La'oilam yomana v'tom Shalom Shema. I mean, you should be thinking that you're a Shalom Shemanik. As long as you think you're the Shema guy, then you're out. All the Hisparas. Okay, so there's flexibility when it comes to the beginning of a person's derech, and again, a person should always see himself as a master, but not that he should, like Ben said last time, that he should be striving for regularity, he should be striving for greatness, aspiring for godliness. Well, the aspire, salam haba, whether he's doing it because he wants everybody to say, wow, look at him, or he's doing it for lam haba, which is, of course, a higher madriga, shizu gam kin gavas nisa, which is a more of a hidden type of a gava, but gava akopan.
You could also say, like, when he gets to the next level, what was his lo lishma?
Of course, exactly. So he's trying. The next level is a lishma for what is the shul lishma is right now. Exactly, of course. Shechayishiv sheroi sheshalom Hashem yitzbarach schar ma'isef. He thinks that he's doing such a good job, he's going to go up and show Hashem, you know, what he deserves, and come with a bill. Shechayishiv eznatz meishayse ezedav lama'anoi. But MS is that if a person who really has the idea of Hashem Yisbarach and he knows just how much Hashem is involved and how little we do, he wouldn't think such things. But everybody needs to be Bashar Husham, where he is. He shouldn't again settle for mediocrity. There's a heter that a person is allowed to hold on to that gaiva and to that hispires, wherever Madrega is on, and to do shiloh lishma. We talk shiloh lishma yavol lishma. But lishma tzolach zach mikol sig gavas. But a person is in that place of lishma. The ikud that he's working on is that it shouldn't be without any gaiva at all. Ki misare b'lishma pnei misad gavas in his eyes. If there's any gaiva in this ma'isa, tifs alav leida. It's like a carbon which has a mum. It's not in his kabel. So what do we see about gaiva? So on the one hand, gaiva is matar, those who are tamek, who are rachel kvashem yisbarach, because they need that gaiva. But it's matar mitzahar, but once you graduate, and you're on a higher level, so that that gaiva which you had yesterday or last week or last year is now puzzled to you because you're not holding at that place.
Good gaiva pushes you to do something. I can do this. I'm worthy of doing this.
Right.
But bad gaiva is turning around and saying, look what I just did.
Exactly. That those who are already closer, who are already in the higher madriga, so that the gaiva and the early madrigas which they served Hashem on, the pasnis for him.
In other words, recognizing the chametz and sadeh,
so to speak. Chametz and matzahs, gav and shiflas, exactly.
So you're saying that like even when you get to that madriga where you're past the Gan Eden and you're past the bell, saying I'm Ratzon Hashem, I'm doing it, and I'm doing it lasses dir b'taf planet, even there should be a madriga of shiflas there. You should realize that that also
is gaiva there. Gaiva there.
That there is a madriga of gaiva that you should try to get above. You know, that you think you're fixing, like,
right. So there's two things here. There's the global and then there's the more pathistic. Meaning each person is on a different madriga when it comes to his shiflas and to his gaiva. So for one person to be able to do a mitzvah which is in front of him, he needs the gaiva of I'm doing it for schar adam haba, and that's what he needs to do, and that's what he should do. For a person who's already been serving Hashem for many years, b'tmimas, he doesn't think that way anymore. He's already holding on to the Shema level. But if he was completely shiftless, he would never even step up to do the mitzvah, because he would say, like, well, shiftless is I do nothing. Well, if you do nothing, then go back home. Then what are you doing here? So you need an element, every person needs an element of Amitai Shalom Lishma, because you need a certain Gava de Kedusha to be able just to put matzah in your mouth.
Like Gar said, once you get to past that level, you realize that even that,
yeah, even
you were
that.
Doing,
but it's going to just be more dakas as you go along, because you still need an element of, like, get up and do something. You can't rely on Hashem to do that for you, unless maybe you're Moshe Rabbeinu. What it means on the Mikol Olam could mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a level of Yichud of Anava that maybe he didn't even need such an Indian of Mitash Olishma. Maybe built into his Anava was Mamish that Gaiva, so it was Mamish nil, it was nothing. But we don't know what the magic of Moshe's Anava was. So what do we know? All we know is that he's on the Mikol Olam. Akramarti, the Pasuk, Kichol Savach Adrash, Mishen El Hashem. So he moves on to just to explain based on another pshat and pasuk, which he says, I wrote elsewhere in the footnote, he notes that we don't have this ksavim. Many ksavim of the mechaber are lost. We only have this sefer from him. But he writes, and I said, he said verbally, or he wrote elsewhere, and we just don't have the ksavim. On the pasuk, ki chos or v'chol dvash sag mishel Hashem. So no fruits and no grains are allowed to go onto the mizbeach. Korban reishis, except for bikurim, of course, you bring fruits, but they're not allowed to go on to the mizbeach, the bikurim. But you hand them, you put them at the side, and it's given to the kohen, but they don't go on to the mizbeach. They never do we put fruit or grains onto the mizbeach. Why not? Because the remez of seor and vash is gava. Shehem martichim, he says, martichim v'oilim. He says that they're machmets. So because they have the tevel of chametz, like you pointed out, Ben, that's an Indian of gaiva, they spoil, so to speak. Like a person, gaiva spoils a person. Hashem doesn't want that. Korban reishis, right? Korban reishis means, what does it mean, korban reishis? Korban reishis means bikur pashtas. What korban reishis in this context means, reishis is karpas lashem is brach mutav es begavis. So for your korban reishis, initially you're allowed to have gaiva. So when it comes to reishis, which is bikurim, but it means reishis havaida, so then gaiva is allowed. Once you get past that initial stage, if you wanted to reach high places, so then even a kol shehu of chametz is also on Pesach. So hagavas metahera satem. You see, the gava is metar you just to get your foot in the door, but in terms of the avoid which you offer, you're not offering the gava, which is b'shas ma'isa. The gava has to be out. Like we just pointed out, even great tzaddikim who are past the bill and they're past the olam haba, there's an element of gav and shiflas. There's this harmony between gavas and shiflas which allows this to be done properly. He's holding his tefillin, right? He's about to do Torah tefillah, whatever it is. He's far away. So, in accordance to what you will be, b'shas ma'isa, which will be karuv, right now you're rachel. So, if you're rachel, so that's tame, and so you need to act in a way of gava the kedusha. The actually scales from his brachah my shela gavas. How you gonna move forward? She baliba v'dach yashen. She came. The melech yitzah shatein chavroy this kai bilav. Who are you? What do you do? You need to be able to squash that little voice. Was it tzorich d'shtamus v'gavas like be a libur v'dach yashen? The skayv davka. So to make yourself come close, so you have to have that holy gaiva. But can be emes it's a shiflus. Moshkus after the elbow because it leads to shiflus. So it is shiflus. If you're overcoming the Yitzhahara with this Machshava, then that's shiflus. That's shiflus. It's really pinyas to gazach, because on the Chitzonius, it's a Machshava de Gaiva. But because it's to overcome the Yitzhahara, it's shiflus. Because the Yitzhahara, it would be Gaiva not to do it, because the Yitzhahara wins. It appears like it's Gaiva because it's negative Yitzhahara, which wants to be Mafatayu, it's the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to the Yashafel, be a shuffle, don't do such a good job. So, in order to get your foot in the door, so you're going to need that to get through. But when you're doing the ma'isa, to banish that gaiva. But when you're doing it, the person should be completely b'shefus lifnei Hashem, lifnei Kaya. Don't think that you do it and you do it better. You're the only one doing it. No. And he quotes on the bottom from Savas Rivash. Now, how does a person make that move from the gava to shiflas? How do you do that? What's the mechanics? How can a person become an expert in that? So on the bottom, he says, "Ein sarach l'harich was." I'm not going to get into it, but take a look if you'd like at the bottom. You can see that Hashem Tov speaks about that inyan of this interplay between gavas and shiflas. So memela nimsa hagavas b'shas ha'maisa shon yuka tohar. So the gaiva b'shas ha'maisa, when he is called now tohar, then the gaiva is metamer that tahar. Because you should be holding on to shiflus. So if the gaiva is continuing now into the shas ha'maisa, so then it's being metame your tahara. Therefore, gavas nikra para. So that's why it's called para duma, right? So mitzad the gav is called para because it's mafra umegadol nasa adam. It causes the person to become greater, so to speak. So para is a lashon of gaiva, and aduma is mitzad aklipa, right? Aduma, that redness that's called esav is adoimi. So memela para duma means that there's a heter to use para duma, which is gava, just to get through. There's more to say, but there's a paraduma, which is metame. It's a very big yisrael in Hashem, and we will see that tomorrow, the next time we get together, will be the end of what he calls kunchus rishon, which is like the first part of the sefer, and we'll move on to the second part of the sefer. But you see how much time he spent on this inyan of paraduma, that it's mamish. It's so important to know, because it's mamish ikri hachasidus, the inyan of gava and shiflas, because he's always talking about sharashim. The shayish everything is gaiva, and the shayish every good thing is shiflas. He's a mamish like included in all the mitzvah service. So to spend many, many oisiyos simanim on this topic, and finally get through one drasha almost, we're not even there. But towards the end, it's not just the gavort and paradum, it's mamish miyaseidus of the derech chasidus.
It's probably the sidra achos, greatest weapon, if you will. The idea of making you the wrong amount of either.
That's right. That's why you see when it comes to chametz and matzah and Pesach, we're holding it now. Right? The shear is very important. As we said the whole time, how much shear matzah? Shear matzah, because you have to have the right shear of shiflus, and make sure you have the right no shear of chametz. Okay, we'll continue.